This audio recitation of the Infinite Meanings Sutra, Taisho 276, was translated from the Chinese of Dharmajit Teashas by Suginari Kubo and Joseph M. Logan in Tian Tai Lotus Texts, Berkeley, California, Bukyo Dendo Keokai and Bukyo Dendo Keokai America, Incorporated, 2013. For non-commercial purposes only, used with permission, all rights reserved. Reposting or redistribution of these files requires direct and explicit permission from BDK America. See www.bdkamerica.org for contact information or write to BDK America, 1675 School Street, Moraga, California, 94556-1118. Audio recording, copyright 2019 by Ryan Everett Tack. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. Beneficial Works. Thus I have heard. On one occasion, the Buddha was staying at the city of Rajagriha on Mount Vulture Peak, together with an assembly of 12,000 eminent monks. 80,000 great being Mahasattva Bodhisattvas were also there, along with heavenly beings, Devas, Nagas, Yakshas, Gandharvas, Asuras, Garudas, Kimnaras, and Mahuragas, as well as various monks, nuns, laymen, and laywomen. Spontaneously gathered around them, each with retinues that were hundreds of thousands of myriads in number, were leaders of empires, great and small, rulers of gold wheel, silver wheel, and lesser wheel domains, kings, princes, and officials of state, and citizens who were noblemen, noblewomen, or people of great means. They all made their way to where the Buddha was, bowed their heads at his feet in homage, walked around him 100,000 times, burned incense and scattered flowers, and paid their respects in various ways. After they had honored the Buddha, they withdrew and sat to one side. The bodhisattvas known by name were Manjushri, Prince of the Dharma, Wellspring of Great Majestic Virtue, Prince of the Dharma, Wellspring of Freedom from Anxiety, Prince of the Dharma, Wellspring of Effective Discourse, Prince of the Dharma, Maitreya Bodhisattva, Facilitating Leader, Bodhisattva, King of Medicines, Bodhisattva, Vaisajaraja, Incomparable Medicine Bodhisattva, Vaisajaraja Samudgata, Flower Banner Bodhisattva, Flower Radiance Bodhisattva, Sovereign Master of Dharma Grasping Empowerments Bodhisattva, Regarder of the Voices of the World Bodhisattva, Avalokiteshvara, Great Strength Achieved Bodhisattva, Mahastamaprapta, Constant Endeavor Bodhisattva, Nidyodyukta Satatatsimati Biyukta, Hands Showing the Seal of the Dharma Bodhisattva, Store of Treasures Bodhisattva, Ratnakara, Scepter of the Treasures Bodhisattva, Transcender of the Three Realms Bodhisattva, Trilokya Vikraman, Bearer of the Loom Bodhisattva, Vimabara, Incense Elephant Bodhisattva, Gandhastan, Great Incense Elephant Bodhisattva, Majestic Roar of the Lion Bodhisattva, Lion Ranging the World Bodhisattva, Heroic Endeavor of the Lion Bodhisattva, Simhavikradita, Relentlessness of the Lion Bodhisattva, Power of Courage and Dynamism Bodhisattva, Imposing Intensity of the Lion Bodhisattva, Well-Composed Bodhisattva, and Fully Composed Bodhisattva, Mahavayuha. Such great being Bodhisattvas as these numbered 80,000 in all. Without exception, all such Bodhisattvas as these are great beings that embody the Dharma. They have achieved perfection in behavioral principles, perfection in concentration, perfection in discernment, perfection in emancipation, and perfection in the perspective that pertains to emancipation. Their minds are calm and tranquil, constantly in contemplation, at peace and at ease, having no cravings and creating no causes, and immune to contrary thinking and distraction. Their quiet and pure resolve is boundlessly profound, having steadfastly maintained this condition over hundreds of thousands of kotis of kalpas. All of the countless approaches to the Dharma are before them, here and now. Having gained great wisdom, they fathom all phenomena. Their full grasp and discernment of the truth of natures and aspects, of existence and non-existence, and of length and brevity is manifest and clear. They are able, moreover, to clearly perceive conditioned desires of the senses. By means of a Dharma grasping empowerments, dharanis, and with unlimited facility of eloquence, they call upon the Buddha to turn a wheel of the Dharma. Emulating him, they are able to turn it as well. They first bring it down in tiny drops that dissolve the dirt of delusive passions. They open Nirvana's gates and fan winds of emancipation, dispelling the world's fevers and trials with the cool refreshment of the Dharma. Next, raining down the deeply profound 12-linked chain of dependent origination, Pratityasamutpada, they drench the intense solar flares of assembled sufferings of ignorance, illness, aging, and death. Then, pouring the supreme great vehicle to overflowing, they immerse and soak the various roots of goodness that living beings possess, cast seeds of goodness widely over fields of beneficial effects, and inspire all beings everywhere to germinate the sprout of enlightenment. With wisdom accumulated over cycles of the sun and the moon, and with skillful means applied within a moment or over time, they advance and extend the work of the great vehicle to enable living beings to quickly achieve the full dynamic of ultimate enlightenment and always abide in the reality that is joyful beyond description. With boundless great compassion, they rescue living beings from suffering. These are the true companions of good influence for all living beings. These are bountiful spheres of kindness for all living beings. These are the spontaneous teachers of all living beings. These are the centers of joyful tranquility, places of deliverance, shelters for protection, and great havens of reliability for all living beings. As such, they serve everywhere as extraordinary guides who are of benefit to all, capable of acting as eyes for those who do not see, as ears for those who do not hear, as a nose for those with no sense of smell, as a tongue for those who do not speak. They are able to make deficient faculties become whole, and to turn contrariness, unbalance, frenzy, and confusion into complete right mindfulness. They are the shipmasters and great captains that ferry living beings across the river of birth and death, landing them on Nirvana's shore. They are the greatest physicians and master doctors who distinguish the aspects of illnesses, know well the properties of medicines, offer remedies appropriate to an affliction, and have beings trustingly take them. They are directors and master directors who never lose control, like tamers of elephants or horses who are capable of training without fail. They are like valiant lions whose unconquerable majesty invites respect from all other beasts, comfortably progressing in all bodhisattva practices of perfection, steadfast and immovable in the Tathagata realm, serenely abiding in the strength of their resolve, and refining Buddha lands far and wide, they will realize and achieve the full dynamic of ultimate enlightenment before long. All such great being bodhisattvas possess this kind of wondrous power to do beneficial works. The monks known by name were greatly wise Shariputra, transcendent Maudgalyayana, lifelong sage Subhuti, Mahakatyayana, Purna, son of Maitrayani, and Ajnatakondinya. Others like them were supremely perceptive Aniruddha, Upali, upholder of behavioral principles, Ananda, the attendant, Rahula, son of the Buddha, Upananda, Revata, Kafina, Vakula, Akuta, Svagata, Mahakasyapa, he of constant practice, Aruva Vivakasapa, Gayakasapa, and Nadikasyapa. Such monks as these were 12,000 in number. All of them were arhats, had ended the outflow of all desires, were unhindered by attachments, and had gained true emancipation. There came a certain moment when the great being, Bodhisattva, fully composed, having recognized that all the gathering had seated themselves with a settled mind, arose from where he sat, as did the 80,000 great being Bodhisattvas within the assembly. They made their way to where the Buddha was, bowed their heads at his feet in homage, walked around him 100,000 times, and burned incense and scattered flowers. Heavenly flowers, heavenly incense and garments, garlands of celestial jewels, and priceless celestial treasures accumulated like clouds in the four directions and spiraled down from the sky as offerings to the Buddha. Celestial bowls and containers were filled to overflowing with hundreds of heavenly delicacies that were spontaneously fully satisfying by appearance and aroma. Celestial flags, celestial banners and canopies, and marvelous celestial amusements were arranged everywhere, and heavenly music was played for the Buddha's enjoyment. Thereupon they went before the Buddha, knelt formally on one knee, placed their palms together, and with one mind and one voice spoke words of praise in verse. Great One, most venerable, fully awakened Master, you are without stain, contamination, or attachment, nurturer of human and heavenly beings, tamer of elephants and horses. You infuse the fragrance of virtue into all things by means of the winds of the way. You are serene in wisdom, calm in emotion, composed in deep reflection, and volition extinguished, discriminations set aside, likewise tranquil in mind. You have forever cast away delusive ideas, reflections, and thoughts, no more to become entangled in all the facets of existence. What you embody is not existing, and yet not non-existent, is neither direct nor indirect cause, has no sense of self or other, is neither square nor round, is not brief or long, neither appears nor disappears, is without origination or cessation, is neither created nor self-arisen, nor is it produced, neither sits nor lies down, does not walk or stand, neither moves nor turns, is not static or idle, neither advances nor retreats, is not imperiled or secure, neither is nor is not, has no gain or loss, is neither here nor there, does not come or go, is neither blue nor yellow, is not red or white, is not crimson, is not purple or multicolored, comes forth from the perfection of behavioral principles, concentration, discernment, emancipation, and perspective that pertains to emancipation, rises from three kinds of transcendent knowledge, the six transcendent powers, and the avenues to enlightenment, emanates from kindness, compassion, 10 capabilities, and dauntlessness, and emerges according to the good karmic actions of living beings. Your manifestation is nearly 16 feet tall, aglow in purple gold, well proportioned, greatly radiant and lustrous. The tuft between your eyebrows curves like the crescent moon, the nape of your neck glows like the sun. Your hair is dark blue and curly, there is a wen on the top of your head. Pure eyes shine brightly as they blink up and down. Eyebrows and eyelashes are deep blue and long, mouth and cheeks have fine definition. Your lips and tongue are beautifully red like vermilion fruits. White teeth, 40 in number, are like snowy agates. Your forehead is wide, your nose is full, and you have a welcoming face. Your chest is like that of a lion, and is marked with the sign of virtue. Hands and feet are flexible, and have the mark of 1,000 spokes. Your armpits and palms are rounded, nothing escapes your grasp. Your arms are long from shoulder to elbow to wrist. Fingers are slender and straight. Your skin is soft and delicate, and the hair on it curls to the right. Ankles and knees are not prominent, genitals in equine manner are concealed. You have slender muscles and ligaments, and your calves are curved like a deer's. Unblemished purity reflects on the outside and pervades within. You are pure water, never muddied or stained. There are 32 aspects like these, and 80 special features which can similarly be seen. But in truth, you are without a form that has or does not have aspects. All aspects of all things are beyond the scope of the eye. The characteristic of your aspect embodiment is that of having no aspects. The characteristic of the aspect bodies of all living beings is the same. You are able to inspire living beings to joyfully pay homage, to deeply, sincerely, and devotedly show respect, and by such cause to cast off arrogance and pride of self, and achieve a consummate embodiment such as this. We, the assembled 80,000, collectively bow in homage to and together take refuge in the great sage, who is, without attachment, the tamer of elephants and horses, who has superseded emotion, conception, mind, volition, and discrimination. We bow to and confide in the Dharma embodied, the synthesis of perfection in behavioral principles, concentration, discernment, emancipation, and perspective that pertains to emancipation. And we bow to and take refuge in the wonderfully symbolic robe. We bow to and take refuge in that which is hard to give form to in thought or in word. Your Brahma voice that rolls like thunder, that has 8 virtues, that is pure, deeply resonant, sublime, and far-reaching, conveys the 4 noble truths, the perfection of the 6 spiritual attitudes, and the 12-linked chain of dependent origination to living beings according to their mindsets and their karmic actions. The minds and hearts of those who hear you will invariably open. They will not fail to sever themselves from the cycle of countless births and deaths. Samsara. Those who hear you will variously attain the fruit of entering the stream, Srotavapana, the fruit of one remaining return, Sakadagaman, the fruit of non-returning, Anagaman, the fruit of arhatship, or freedom from delusion and desire and transcendence of cause and condition in the status of a Pratyeka Buddha, or the bodhisattva stage in which phenomena are grasped as being without origination or cessation, or they will obtain countless dharma-grasping empowerments, or the ability to expound pleasingly with unrestrained great eloquence, to orate in verses profound and sublime while bathing and reveling in the pure pond of dharma. Or they will manifest wondrous abilities to reach any place, to leap and to soar, and to move at will into and out of water and fire. Such are the signs of a wheel of the Dharma. Thus it is pure and limitless, and hard to give form to in thought or in word. Together, all of us will bow again and take refuge in a Dharma wheel whenever it is turned. We will bow again and take refuge in the sound of your Brahma voice. We will bow again and take refuge in the Four Noble Truths, the perfection of the spiritual attitudes and dependent origination. World-honored one, ever since innumerable kalpas ago, you have cultivated and practiced all beneficial works devotedly for our sake. Human beings, heavenly beings, Naga kings, extending universally to all manner of living beings. You were able to give up everything that is difficult to forego. Your wife, your child, all of your wealth, and your palaces, and your lands. As selfless with regard to inner matters as you are with material things, you give your mind, your perceptions, and the essence of your being completely for the sake of all people. You will reverently uphold the principles of pure behavior of all Buddhas with unbroken resolve until the end of your life. Should someone bearing a sword or staff come to do you harm, or to disparage or denounce you, you will be without anger to the end. Through kalpa after kalpa of all-out endeavor, your intensity has never waned. Night and day you govern your mind, keeping it constantly focused. You have completely mastered all ways to grasp the Dharma, and your insight penetrates deeply into the core of living beings. Thus, you have come to achieve unhindered capabilities in total command of the Dharma. You are as its king. Together, we all bow to and take refuge in the One, so steadfast in purpose toward all that is difficult to overcome.